This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana will seek to block Congresswoman Deb Haaland's nomination to lead the Department of the Interior, the Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Daines sits on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which will have a first pass at vetting Haaland. Daines says he'll vote against her confirmation, citing her past support of progressive policies on climate change. This could delay Haaland's confirmation, but she's still likely to become the nation's first Indigenous cabinet secretary. Gerald Gray is the chairman of the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council. He doesn't want to give the attempt too much oxygen.
Oh, that's just talk. Political speak. That's what that is.
But not all of Daines' Indigenous constituents agree. Tahin Perez is with Western Native Voice, a nonpartisan Indigenous advocacy group in Montana. He's asking Daines to reverse course.
To just see her as a puppet for sort of an agenda is both inappropriate and doesn't take into account how dynamic this individual is.
Haaland's Senate confirmation hearing hasn't yet been scheduled. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
In Maine, the Penobscot's Natural Resources Department is hopeful Congresswoman Haaland will become the next Secretary of the Interior to work on land and environmental issues. Lily Bulkey has more.
John Banks is director of the Natural Resources Department for the Penobscot Indian Nation and a tribal citizen. He says not only does Haaland have experience in fighting for public lands in Congress, but also in business and developing earth-friendly business policies.
That's great. Especially for Indian country, but good news for everybody. So I think she brings a very, very deep commitment to the proper management and development of tribal lands and public lands.
Banks also says her example of bipartisanship in Congress has been critical. She recently helped secure passage of the Great American Outdoors Act and America's Conservation Enhancement Act, legislation to conserve public lands and waters while also expanding access to recreation. I'm Lily Bulkey.
A bill to extend and fund New Mexico's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force passed out of a state house committee Monday. The task force was created in 2019 by New Mexico's governor to study the issue and make recommendations to state leaders and lawmakers. Tribal leaders, community members, women's advocates, and family members of missing and murdered Indigenous people asked lawmakers to support the bill during a virtual meeting.
My name is Valerie Balson, and I represent Forward Together Action, and I'm from the Zuni Pueblo. My family has been affected because our sister was murdered 13 years ago. As family members, we're in a constant state of healing, and I support and I have prayers for the families of the murdered and missing Indigenous women, brothers and sisters out there.
The bill seeks to extend the task force through 2022, fund it with $50,000 through the state's Indian Affairs Department, and declare MMIWR an emergency. A report was recently released by the task force showing the need for data collection, resources, and support for families. Task force members say there's still much work to do, which includes goals for the year to draft policy recommendations in partnership with advocates, tribes, and on the state and federal level. They also plan to collaborate with the Harvard University Native American Program. The bill passed the House State Government, Indian and Veterans Affairs Committee by 8 votes. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.